High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Hey, good evening, everybody. From the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, it's time for the Class D2 state basketball tournament for the girls. Our portion of it to get underway tonight as Falls City Sacred Heart, the number 2 seed, takes on number 7 seed Humphrey St. Francis. Interestingly enough, Randy Gatula, they are ranked the same way, 2nd and 7th in the state.
Well, John, I'm looking forward to the bowl game. I think it should be very, very competitive. We've watched the Irish throughout the season. They come in here at 19-4, Humphrey St. Francis 15-9. As long as we see, or 20-4 now, I'm sorry, we have to update that, 20-4. As long as we see that 20 side of the Irish, we're okay. Now, in the game, the four losses, I witnessed one of those, and that was a little scary. We hope that team doesn't show up here this evening.
You know, the game that just ended here was a C2 game. Elmwood Murdoch is the number 2 team in Class C2. They're now 25-1 a year. The only game they lost all year was a Sacred Heart. That says something good about the Irish.
Yeah, they got a win over Oakland Craig a few minutes ago. Elmwood Murdoch, they're going to face Crofton on Friday at 3:15 in C2. While we're on that, on the other side of that C2 bracket, UTAN won over Niobrara Verdigris. And Bishop Newman got the win over Cross County. They'll play at 1:30 on Friday. That's in Class C2 here at Devaney.
Well, the two teams are out warming up here before the game. We'll have the introduction of all the non-starters, the starters, and a lot of pageantry here at the state tournament tonight.
We want to remind everyone our presenting sponsor for tonight's state tournament broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a coach's interview and more of our pregame show right after this on the MSC Sports Network.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
It's time to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Luke Sanders. The Irish get ready to head into the state tournament action. Coach, congratulations. We said we have the same conversation every year. You just kind of take it for granted and say, all right, you're going to the state tournament. Boy, that's not the way it was this year.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't easy. You know, sometimes at Sacred Heart it does kind of feel routine, but it's never easy this year, especially, you know, with what we lost with those four seniors last year and then, you know, coming back, we knew we had some pieces, when you have like McKinley Shoal coming back and Gentry Legendberg coming back. So we knew we had some pieces, but you know, for us to only have four losses and to be the two seed coming in here, I think we probably surprised a few teams.
Let's talk a little bit about McKinley Shoal. Last year, she got hurt early. She played really well at the state tournament. She didn't give you a lot of offense, but that really wasn't her game. She's surprised me this year how good her offense is.
Yeah, that's something we, I mean, it's crazy. Like, we have to, like, yell at her, like, shoot the ball more, drive more, be more aggressive. But, you know, we're really happy that she transferred last year. She's such a great fit with just who she is as a kid, you know, just academic, athletic-wise, just a great, great fit for us to take her hard. But, yeah, last year was tough. You know, she got hurt the very first game of the year against Sterling, set out a lot, and finally, you know, got back into it, you know, when we got into the postseason. But she had a great game in that championship game against Wynot, maybe saved us. But, you know, this year we knew we were going to have to lean on her and Gentry, but she's so good defensively. You know, we'll throw her on the other team's best guards, but, you know, in a couple games we've had her guard, you know, in the Lord's game she guarded the box girl, you know, and then that Johnson Brock game she guarded the Ottman girl a little bit in the second half there, so she's pretty versatile. But, yeah, tonight we're going to need her to score for sure.
Gentry Lichtenberg is a typical Sacred Heart player you've had every year, can do everything pretty well.
Yeah, she's very, very versatile. You know, she can score in a lot of ways. Sometimes she just gets fixated on driving it too much, you know, and just putting her head down and getting to the rim. You know, whatever happens, happens. We told her to slow down a little bit, you know, let things happen and open up a little bit, and then you can attack. Her shot's gotten better. She's hit a few jump shots lately. I don't know what game it was, but she hit a three, you know, so that gave her some confidence. So, I mean, we didn't tell her she can't shoot any threes, but she shot a few of them, so her shot's getting better. But I'm sure St. Francis, you know, is going to put a lot of focus on her tonight, taking her away. So we'll see what they do, and we might have to adjust or counter with that.
Okay, Dad. Avery Sando has been playing a lot better since the conference tournament, hitting the shots and some big ones.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we knew, too. McKinley and Ginger are going to have to do a lot, but then those role players like Avery, Stacey Witt's been playing better. You know, losing Sadie was tough at Mudeikis, but Hallie Jones has stepped into that starting role nicely. She played really well the other night out at Hastings against Dundee County. So, yeah, Avery's had some big games. You know, the Owen Murdoch game, the Lord's game, she had some big shots against Johnson. Stacey's been shooting it pretty well. You know, Hallie had that good game. So if the other teams do focus on a Gentry, we're going to need, you know, McKinley, Avery, Stacey, Hallie, Dorothy Krause coming off the bench. You know, they're going to have to hit some shots for sure. We got to spread things out.
We talk about Say Her being here all the time. You only got one senior on this team. That's it's a little tough.
It is. I've been telling people, I didn't realize it at the moment, but I was spoiled the last 2 years when you have, you know, 2 years ago that group of seniors with, like, Rachel and Harrison, you know, and then last year with Macy and Liv and Delaney and Jessica. I mean, that makes it easy, but when you have a senior and just a couple of juniors and, man, it's nothing but sophomores, and it is tough. I used to say we never have bad practices. Now it's like we never have any good practices. So it's not the most mature group I've ever been around, I'll say that. But, yeah, we tried to sell, you know, like, we're Sacred Heart. We've been in this, you know, on this stage before. But these girls are young. You know, tonight's going to be a big, big stage. So we're going to try and calm them down, you know, come out with clear eyes. Hopefully we can get settled in right away with the flow of the game. But, you know, Humphrey's in the same boat. They got a lot of young girls out there, too.
All right, St. Francis, I think 15-5, you're with them every year. I forget how many years ago you played them and why not now, but got them last year in the overtime. I'm sure the girls over there are probably thinking a little revenge, but they probably are pretty much the same team other than personnel.
Yeah, they, you know, watching this week, it is pretty much the same stuff they're running. I think the key for us tonight is we got to handle their press. They get out and they'll press. They'll pressure after if you miss it. If they miss it, they'll pressure. If they make it, they're going to get into, you know, a full court zone press. So we worked all week on handling that. That's how they create a lot of easy points, just getting steals, turning those into layups because they're athletic. You know, those twins graduated last year, but they got a lot of players that are kind of similar to them, not as quick and as athletic, but they're close. So that's kind of who they are. You know, and then when we're on defense, we got to take their big girl away, the Priester girl. She draws a lot of attention because she's 6'1". So we got to limit her touches. But at the same time, we still got to get out and guard their guards because they have some girls that can shoot it. So they do present some matchup problems out there.
You don't look past this game, obviously, but it seems like every time we come to the state tournament in the last few years, we have a different scenario on how the tournament's going to be laid out. Now you play Thursday. If you win, you get Friday, Thursday off. Or if you win Wednesday, you get Thursday off. What do you think of this schedule?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. We had half a day of school today, which was kind of good, I think. You know, just let the girls be in school, you know, settle them in a little bit, you know, stay in that routine. Coming up here for a night game, we'll see. I don't like getting back late tonight, so the girls are going to be tired tomorrow. But you do get a day off, you know, a day of prep for whoever it's going to be, you know, with Wynot or Plainview or whoever that's going to be. I don't know. I guess we'll see how things go, and then I'll tell you my opinion.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck.
All right, thank you, John.
Back for more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout from the Nebraska State Tournament.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
At the outset, we're seated right smack dab in the middle of the Humphrey St. Francis student section, They're about 3 feet behind us, yelling at the top of their lungs. So if at times it sounds like John and I can't hear each other, that's probably the case we've got here. All right, let's look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers, 15-9 on the year. They'll go with Kelly Jarros. Jarros is 5'7" and a sophomore. She averages 4.7 points per ball game. Carly Kessler, a senior at 5'5". She averages 5.5 points per game. Nyla Kessler is a junior at 5'6", and she averages 8.9 points per contest. Jada Kring's just a sophomore at 5'5", 6 points per game. And Isabel Priester, a junior at 6'1". You'll notice her out there right away. She's the leading scorer on this Flyers team. She averages 9.6 points per contest for Coach Brian Reichmuth. We might point out to our listeners, the assistant coach at St. Francis is Gary Bender. Now, people may remember Gary from his many years at Pawnee City High School. He was the head coach at Pawnee City, now currently an assistant, Gary Bender, out at St. Francis. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish, 20-4 on the year. They'll go with McKinley Scholl. Scholl, the only senior on the roster in double figures, averaging 10.3 points per ball game. She is the second leading scorer here. Avery Santo, a sophomore, 5'5", 5.2 points per game. Daisy Witt also just a sophomore, nearly 7 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'9 junior. She is the leading scorer for the Irish, 16.3 points per ball game. And Hallie Jones rounds out the starting lineup, a 5'9" freshman, 2.7 points per game. And you know, John, I had the district final for the girls up, and what a job that Gentry Lechtenberg did there. She got in foul trouble midway through the first quarter, sat out the second half of the first quarter, sat out the entire second quarter. Sacred Heart was down by 8 points with like 2:27 to go in the second. They reeled off the final 9 points of the half to get into the locker room with a 1-point lead. Well, then Gendry Lechtenberg re-entered the game to start the third quarter. All she did was came out and put 12 points she scored the first 6 points in about a minute and a half of the third quarter, put in 12 in the third period, ended up with 19 for the ball game. Basically, Gentry Lechtenberg just took the team on her back and carried them to the victory there in the second half of that district final.
Had a terrific season, 390 points this year already for her, and she set out a lot of basketball.
She gets her share of the fouls out there, that's for sure.
All right, everybody's been introduced. This is the sixth meeting between these two schools at the state tournament.
John, I'm seeing something unusual here. Normally, we get a fresh set of officials for every game of the state tournament. These are the same three officials that just worked the previous ball game. They were out here. Well, then it was the one before because I've watched them here today. They must have taken one game off.
I think they usually work two, but no, these aren't the ones we had last time.
Well, they worked one earlier today.
So yeah, probably so.
All right.
Priester steps into the center circle against Lechtenberg. Singer goes left to right as we look at it here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. And the step will go to Kelly Jarros. Jarros, the front court for the Flyers. They're the road team dressed in the blue. Take it off the left side and a three-pointer to start the ball game is off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. And now here's the pressure right away by St. Francis. Lechtenberg ahead to McKinley Scholl. Scholl goes cross-court to Daisy Witt. The Irish comfortably in the front court with the ball now. Bring the ball up the floor with it. Now off the left side, Lechtenberg down the left side, all the way, left hand in, too strong, no good. Rebound picked off there by the Flyers, picked up by Jada Krings. Krings ahead, up the floor, now gives the ball forward to Kessler. Carly Kessler, returning starter, drives in, tries a pass to the corner, tipped by the Irish, then off the hand of a Flyer, Sacred Heart ball with the turnover.
McKinley Scholl applying pressure down there in the corner and forced the bad pass and the turnover.
So here we go, Irish basketball against the pressure to Daisy Witt, sophomore point guard for the Irish, bringing it up the floor. Scholl throws it across, Witt forward now to Gentry Lechtenberg. Priester blocks her shot, Lechtenberg got it back, and Priester blocks it again. So two blocks right away for Isabel Priester for the Flyers. Irish ball underneath their own basket, 1 minute gone by, no score here in the early going. Bring it into Avery Sando, out top, and now take it to the high post. Lechtenberg out to Sando for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Lechtenberg can't get it to go. And the rebound brought down by Priester now. Priester puts the Flyers on the run the other way. Front court with the basketball. Kessler. Kessler to the right sideline with the ball now underneath Priester. Goes in, shoots it. Way strong rebound brought down by Sando. Throws ahead. Witt trying to catch it. She catches up and then fumbled the ball out of bounds.
Well, she had a couple of steps on the defense. They had the fast break going there. Witt just could not find the handle on the basketball and lost it on the baseline.
6.5 to play in the first quarter. Flyer basketball. Both teams off a little bit on some shots here in the early going. A little first-time nerd. A lot of these girls from both teams, first time starting in the state tournament. To the high post, down the lane, and a blocking foul on the Irish as the move is made by Callie Jarris. Opposite side of the scorer's table, once again, are we. Foul will go against the Irish.
No way for him to post it, John. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Inbound for the baseline, and now moving up, throw it in the middle. Priester layup is good. That foul was on Helly Jones. Inbound the ball in the backcourt. Of course, Lechtenberg ahead to Witt. Up the floor come the Irish, and the ball slapped out of bounds. Off the hands of Nyla Kessler, 5'6" junior. Irish ball. Here the spike line for volleyball. Scholl will inbound the ball and now give it up to Sando. Sando out top, out to Lechtenberg for three, short off the rim. Rebound picked off by Jarris. Flyers come up the right side, now onto the front court. Apparently just about to do that over and back to Kessler. Kessler moving left with the basketball. A little weave out top now. They'll play around and Krings back to the right side and a three-pointer up. Short, no good by Kessler. Rebound Jones, outlet, gets it away there to Scholl. Scholl will give the ball across now to Lechtenberg. A lot of contact, no whistle there. Stacey Wood ends up on knockdown. Ball tipped, front court. Lechtenberg, double team, and a reach in. Wow, I thought there was probably one, maybe two earlier.
Hey, you had to wonder how much of that they were going to allow. Nyla Kessler is going to be called for the personal on Kessler, her first team foul, number one, on St. Francis.
So again, McKinley Scholl to inbound the ball. She'll go to the near the midcourt line to Daisy Witt, sophomore at the point. Off it goes to Sando, cross court Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg coming around, a pick. Gets it now. Priester's on her, out to the right side to Witt. Bates drives back toward the middle of the floor. Keeps the dribble now over to McKinley Scholl. Saving her senior down the left side. A lot of contact, swiped away, stolen by the Flyers. Headed up the floor, two on two, and off the glass, no good. Rebound picked off by Gentry Lechtenberg, off the miss by Jarris. So Lechtenberg with her third rebound already. Now Witt up the floor across to Lechtenberg. Numbers advantage, four on two, out to Sando for three. It's buried. Nothing but the bottom of the hole for Avery Sando, and the Irish take the lead now, 3-2. Front court come the Flyers on the left side, 4.5 to play. Down to Priester in the left corner. Back out to the top now with it, Jarris. Jarris guarded out there by Hallie Jones. That's a bit of a mismatch. And a drive and a bucket the other way. Winner put up by Krings. Jada Krings with the bucket, and now the Flyers lead it 4-3. Backcourt Scholl, left side. Now throw it across. Turned over by the Irish. Third single turnover. Up the floor quickly, and a drive inside. A layup good again by Jada Krings. And all of a sudden, now we have a 6-3 ball game. The lead of the Flyers.
Done an awful lot of contact defensively here on this press. The refs are letting it go right now.
Coming up the floor, Lechtenberg into the paint, all the way in, right hand up. And did Priester get a piece of it? No, foul on Priester. Got a piece of the arm, apparently.
Now, Lechtenberg will be at the line where she'll be shooting two. Isabel Priester is called for the personal on Priester. That is her first and team foul number two on the Flyers.
Lechtenberg at the line. Lechtenberg, terrific free throw shooter this year for the Irish. Missed that one. 71% on the year coming into the ballgame. Is made this season alone at the free throw line, 119 free throws. Second one coming here. Priester sits down with her first foul. Free throw up and good. Lechtenberg makes it 6-4. The Flyers lead. Into the game is Whitney Wagner, a 5'9 sophomore.
up the floor for the Flyers, left side. Take the ball across the court now for Alexis Kuchar. Back Kuchar back in. Kuchar gives the ball up and now out to the top again to Kessler. Swing it left side. Harris back over right side. Tipped by the Irish and picked up again by Kessler. Out to the top. Harris with it. Looks, taking their time. Very deliberate. To the left wing, now inside, Hallie Jones tried to knock it away, out to the top for three, up and down, Callie Jarrett, 2 points, okay, 2 points, makes it 8-4, St. Francis with the lead. In the backcourt, 10-second call, or what do we got? No, somebody lost a bunch of papers down here. Can't trust them newspaper guys, Randy. Throwing their trash on the floor.
Kelly Schill
helping him pick it up. Here, take this back.
Whole bunch of sheets of paper.
Referee held up 10 finger and a 10-second call, really? Boy, that was quick. So now Schill will inbound from the sideline. And backcourt, Lechtenberg. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 8-4. The Irish trail ahead before Sando. Back to Schill. Schill, left side, went with it. Inside, Lechtenberg in the paint, down the lane, up, off the mark, no. Followed by Hallie Jones. No, excuse me. Into the game of Dorothy Krause, who got the rebound to follow. No good, but a whistle and a foul. 12, I believe, right? Is she in the game?
Clausen, Emma Clausen picks up the first. Oh, her first team foul, number 3.
Dorothy Krause at the line. Up and off the back, no good. The Irish now 1-for-3 at the line.
John, very quickly, that last two on this end, was that Gerald's got that one?
We thought it was a three. Two, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thank you.
Ready again. Krause is on the way up and off. No good. Rebound picked out of there by Whitney Wagner. Wagner gives the ball up and Kessler up the floor on the right side. Moves across the floor to the left side and now a drive by Kuchar. Out of the right side again to Kessler. Kessler drives into the paint. Crosses it out to the left wing for three. Short, no good. Rebound Lechtenberg for the Irish. Gentry will bring it herself up the floor. Throws it ahead now. And a shot on the way up off the mark. No good by Witt. Rebound Lechtenberg puts it into the middle. Up and was that Krause, Randy? Yes. Dorothy Krause with the bucket makes it 8-6 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Down by a pair here. Front court with it, Kessler. St. Francis will go 8 or 9 deep. We'll have to keep our eye on how many changes they make here. Out top, now a pass to the middle. Turnaround, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul as the ball is put up forward by Whitney Wagner. Foul on Witt, I believe.
AC Witt picks up her first personal, John. That's team foul number 2 on the Irish.
Whitney Wagner at the line. First free throws the ball game for Hunter St. Francis. Up and good. That makes it 9-6. The lead is 3. Ready again. Lechtenberg will take a seat on the Irish bench with a minute 56 to go. And who's in there? Maybe Scholl back in. Free throw up, free throw in and out. No good. Hallie Jones had the rebound, lost it. McKinley Scholl ends up with it for Sacred Heart. Used up her dribble, now gives it to Witt. Throws it over the top, ahead to Sando. Sando back to Dacey Witt with a minute 43 to go in the first quarter. Off the floor, left side. Witt for three. Missed everything, short, out of bounds. And it will be Flyer basketball.
Not exactly a shooting clinic being put on by either team here, John. They're not shooting the ball well, either team.
Inbound to Kemp's Carly Kessler, 5'6 senior for the Flyers. They've got a lead of 3, trying to add to it here with a minute 27 to go. Back out on the left side. With it is Kuchar. Pass to the middle. In there for Wagner. Down the lane. Shot blocked. It's put up twice. The Irish finally come down with it. Sando's got it. Ava Hostreiter got a block, got it back, got it blocked again.
And a foul on Alexis Kuchar. Kuchar picks up her first personal. John, that's team foul number 4. The next one, the Irish will be shooting.
Hallie Jones out and Lechtenberg back in for the Irish. I think Coach Sam ran from to try to get a little bit of rest here and there for these 5 turns. The Irish are going to go about 6, maybe 7 deep. All right, Lechtenberg gives it to Witt.
70 seconds left, first quarter, 9-6, the Flyers lead. Up the board, left side, out to Kraus on the sideline. Lechtenberg driving out to the right side, back it goes to Sano. He'll pass it off to Witt. Witt goes inside. Lechtenberg doubled in the middle. Back to Scholl. 16-footer on the rim. Won't go. Rebound picked up by Emma Clausen. Clausen will give the ball up, and the Flyers up the floor with Kukar. Left side Witt. They stop. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Drive to the right side. Clausen. Clausen back out to the top. Krings. To the right side, Kukar.
30 seconds.
Kukar drives in, and it's blocked, taken away by McKinley Scholl. Is that a rebound or a steal?
A lot of contact there. I'll call it a steal.
Okay. All right. Whip to the front to Sano. Avery across to Kraus. Dorothy holds the basketball. Off the right side to Scholl. Scholl with no point shot in the game. Back out to Whip. 8 seconds, 7, the sophomore driving. They push her all the way out down here mid-court. Lechtenberg, 3, floater up, short, no good. And it's out of bounds. That will end her first quarter. Up for St. Francis, 9, Ball City, Sacred Heart, 6, in the D2 State Tournament. We'll be back with second quarter action after this one-minute break on MSC Sports Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Ball City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
We welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Second quarter action. The Sacred Heart Irish trailing Humphrey St. Francis 9-6 after one period here in the first round of the Class D2 state tournament. McKinley Scholl and Jim Lechtenberg combined for 1 point for the Irish so far. They're down 3. That's not bad. Scholl inbound the ball, tosses it into D.C. Witt. Irish with the first possession of the second quarter. D.C. Witt on the dribble at the top of the circle, comes to the right side of the free throw lane, hands it up to Avery Sano. Almost lost a handle on it. Cross court pass finds Scholl. Scholl in the paint. She'll be fouled at the top of the key. I think they're going to get Carly Kessler for this one. Carly was out there slapping at it. Her first foul of the quarter on the fly. Irish basketball. McKinley Scholl will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table. Scholl right in front of us, ready to inbound it into the corner. To D.C. Witt, baseline right side. Oh, Witt was trying to lob it inside for Lechtenberg. Turns the ball over. It's stolen. And down court with the ball on the dribble comes Carly Kessler. She works to the right side, and Carly's going to be fouled. That foul, I think, on Witt.
D.C. picks up her second foul. That wasn't a good one. She just reached out with her hand and pushed on her hip right in front of the referee.
That brings Dorothy Kraus back into the lineup now. She'll check back in. Inbound the pass to Carly Kessler on the right elbow. Kessler with a dribble. Works to the low post, down deep in the corner right side. Skip pass across court to the near side to Krings. Krings for a long two up and off, no good. A fight for the rebound on the floor with the basketball. The Irish got it. Lechtenberg got it out of there. Got the outlet pass to Sano. It comes back to Lechtenberg. They'll have to come down the court in a hurry. Across to Sano, into four-court baseline left side. Pass for three, off the back of the iron, no. The rebound to Nyla Kessler. Kessler holds it up for a minute from the near side to Carly Kessler. Carly Kessler, left-handed dribble into four-court. Sets up for the long two from the left side that's off, no good. The rebound comes down to the Flyers. Outlet pass to Nyla Kessler. Kessler on the right elbow, passes underneath baseline right side. Priester, here's a long three from the corner right side, off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. A moment of hesitation for the official. I think he's going to say it stays with the Flyers.
Well, Avery Sano was on the inside position. Flyer reached over the top and knocked it loose, and Avery touched it last.
Jarrell will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline right side under her own backboard.
Bounce pass comes inside in the paint. There's a little floater up, in and out off the rim. Doesn't go. It's out of bounds. The shot was put up by Jada Krings, and it's going to be Sacred Hearts basketball.
Somebody for Sacred Hearts is going to have to do a lot of laundry because the girls spend most of their time on the floor in this one.
Yep, full court pressure again here. This is a very aggressive full court press being put on by the Flyers. They are all over the Irish ball handlers. Lechtenberg will dribble it up the court. She's guarded by Nyla Kessler. Come back with it. Again, it comes to Lechtenberg across the timeline. Lechtenberg feeds to the corner. Baseline left side. Kraus driving layup. Kraus, no. Rebound. Jones underneath wants to go up with a follow shot. She's fouled on the floor. Jones got the rebound and then was fouled under here.
Not safe.
Go ahead.
For Shane Hartfan, that wasn't on freezer. I thought maybe she picked up the foul.
Did you catch who that one was
no,
on, John?
There's a second one on somebody. It might be Freeman.
Well, watch when they post it here in a minute. It takes them a little while to put it up on the board. I'll let you watch for it.
Perhaps.
Inbounding the pass. We'll toss it in. McKinley Scholl gets it in. Shot is up. Off. No good. Lechtenberg. Follow shot up and good. Lechtenberg got her own rebound. Gentry Lechtenberg has her first field goal of the night. It comes at 6:14 to play here in the second quarter. Down court come the Flyers. They lead it now by a single point, 9-8. Lob pass inside. Shot is up and good by Isabel Priester. Priester got the basket and drew the foul.
Foul is going to be on McKinley Scholl. No, they called it on Avery Sando instead.
Did we pick up who that other foul was on a minute ago?
I'm still looking.
Somebody's got two.
Somebody went out of the game.
All right. Shot is up and off. No good on the free throw by Isabel Priester, but they're going to say there was a lane violation and she'll get another chance at it. 11-8, your score. Flyers up by three here. 6:04 to play in the first half, second quarter. Priester, free throw is up and it's off again. Again, a fight for the rebound. This time it's knocked out of bounds and it goes off the fingertips of Thukar. It'll be Irish basketball. Inbounding it, McKinley Scholl against full court pressure underneath the St. Francis basket. The pass comes back to Scholl. She comes up with a bounce pass into forecourt to Sando. Sando works to the right elbow. Now comes around between the ring near the top of the circle. Sando looking for a cutter in there. Little spin move being pressured. Sando goes to the left side, hands it to McKinley Scholl. Scholl tries to work inside the paint, driving layup. Scholl off no good. Rebound. Jones, follow shot, it's blocked away. Rebound, Sando. Sando, there's Lechtenberg for a long three, top of the key. It's off, no good. And the rebound to Nyla Kessler. Four opportunities there, 0 for 4. That trip down for the Irish. Nyla Kessler on the dribble to set the offense. In the corner right side, Gerald. Skip pass across court to Krings on the near side. Now back up it goes to Nyla Kessler. Krings holds the ball a bit.
I wondered if he was going to blow that whistle or not. She got both feet skipping before she got the ball on the floor.
Timeout taken on the floor. 5:16 to play here in the second quarter. 11-8, the Irish trail. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Network.
At New McKinney Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 5:16 to play in the first half of this D2 state tournament first round game. The Sacred Heart Irish are trailing the Flyers of St. Francis 11-8, your score. When play is resumed, the Irish will have the basketball. McKinley Scholl inbounds it across court. Gets it into Gentry Lechtenberg. Bounce pass comes back to Scholl, still in backcourt. Now they get it across the timeline to Lechtenberg. She's double-teamed. It seems like there must be at least six or seven defenders out there, John, for St. Francis.
Oh, yeah.
They always have two people on the ball.
And most of them are on Lechtenberg.
Yeah. Scholl feeds it inside. Lechtenberg backs in against Priester. Bounce pass to the corner. To Kraus. Here's a free throw shot up and off. No good from the free throw line. Follow shot. Lechtenberg up and good. A lot of contact under there. No whistle. Lechtenberg with 5 points now. And it's a one-point ball game, 11-10. Flyers up by one, 4:58 to go here in the first half. Right side in the corner, Jada Krings with the ball. Krings at the free throw line. She travels. Another turnover. Irish getting the ball back and a chance to take the lead with this possession. Back into the ballgame comes senior Carly Kessler at a guard for the Flyers now.
Watch and see if Kessler is the one that has two.
Irish basketball. Inbound to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg in the backcourt on dribble. Bounce pass off to the far side. Now gets it into Avery Sano in forecourt. Sano dribbles between defenders. Feeds it back to McKinley Scholl at the top of the key. Scholl with the dribble at the free throw line. Comes around to the right side. Gets double teamed. Back up top to Jones at the free throw line. Now Lechtenberg, left side of the lane. Driving layup. Partially blocked by Priester. Lechtenberg taken to the floor. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go to the Flyers.
I've got Lechtenberg for 9 rebounds already, and yes, Randy, Carly Kessler does have 2 fouls.
We found it. All right.
4:07 to go here in the second quarter. 11-10, low-scoring contest. 1-point lead for the St. Francis Flyers. Carly Kessler into forecourt to the right side to Kukar. Kukar, free throw line, jump shot up, missed everything. The ball goes out of bounds, and the Irish with the ball and a chance to take the lead this trip down.
Coach Santa said it'll probably be a score in the 30s. And it might get there.
It might be there.
11-10 our score right now. Kukar goes to the bench. And to replace her,
Emma Clausen, number 12.
Clausen, all right, Clausen back on the floor. This is Lechtenberg in backcourt. She's double-teamed as the ball stolen away. Drive for layup, whistle and a foul. And we'll have McKinley Scholl call for a foul as Kelly Jaros tried to get the lay-in.
Fifth turnover against the Irish here so far in the ballgame.
Scholl's first personal team foul number 3. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Kelly Jaros has 2 points on 1 field goal. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Free throw is on the way up and good. That pushes the lead back to 2 now once again at 12-10. St. Francis with the lead. They have led throughout the ball game. Irish have, I think the Irish went up maybe 3-2 at one point. Kelly Jaros ready for her second free throw for the Flyers. 5'7" sophomore at the line. Rico is up. This is short off the front of the rim. Gentry Lechtenberg in the air for the rebound. The outlet pass comes to the near side. It's going to be long right into our table. I think it went under the table. They were looking for Avery Sando right in front of us here. Just too tall. I was open.
If you're going to try to catch it, then you need to put the pen down.
Yeah, I was open. All right, here's the inbound pass to Carly Kessler on the dribble across the timeline to the left elbow. Kessler gives it over to Jaros. Jaros looks inside the paint. Clausen has it taken away. Sando with a nice steal. Avery Sando will bring the ball up the court herself across the midcourt line. Gives it up to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg in the paint. Floater up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg. She's got 7 points now in the ballgame, and the Irish have tied the score up at 12 apiece. All tied at 12 with 3:14 to go in the first half. Low-scoring ball game. With the basketball is Emma Clausen. Into the corner right side, Jaros. Jaros, skip pass across court. That was a dangerous one to Nyla Kessler. Now the pass goes underneath. Touch last by the Flyers, and another turnover. The Irish have been the benefactors of a number of Flyer mistakes and miscues on turnovers down here, John.
That is the 5th turnover by the Flyers.
All right. With the ball, McKinley Scholl. She's double-teamed. Needs help. Got rid of the ball. Lechtenberg comes down with it. And I'm going to call her for a travel.
Yeah, well, that's when it's, she traveled. It's right. Not her fault. She got the ball was rolling over to her, and she just could not get it picked up.
Well, it's not a secret. This Flyer pressure, this full-court press, has really caused the Irish some issues here tonight. 12-12. We're all tied up. 2:47 to go here in the first half, in the second quarter at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. Carly Kessler, they feed it inside. With the ball in the basket is Wegner. She can't get a look at it. Back to the top of the key to Carly Kessler. Kessler to the right side. Kelly Jaros. Jaros with the ball. Again comes to Kessler. Kessler, left-handed dribble. Top of the key. Lost the dribble. Kicks it to Emma Clausen. Now penetrating in the paint. Nice pick. Gentry with the steal. Gentry and Priester take it down. And they came in behind and knocked the ball away from Gentry. Oh, my goodness.
I think it went off her leg.
Looked like Gentry had a great opportunity there going against Priester. Somebody came in from behind and tipped the ball away from her off of her leg. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go, first half. All tied at 12 apiece. Here come the Flyers. Gerald stands on the right elbow, picks up her dribble to the top of the key, up to Emma Clausen, around the horn to the left wing. Carly Kessler inside, no shot under the basket. They whip it around. Oh, nice block shot by Gentry Lechtenberg. Emma Clausen thought she was going to shoot a jump shot from deep in the corner on the right side. Lechtenberg would hear nothing of it. She went up and swatted the ball right back into Clausen's face in the corner.
She truly, there's nothing she can't do.
Block that one right into next week, folks. All right, here's the inbound pass from Kukar. Kukar inbounds it. In the paint, holding the ball is Wegner. Down to the right side, driving underneath. I thought we were going to see a reverse lay-in. There's a shot off the glass, up and off, no good. Jones comes down with the rebound. That shot put up by Kukar, and Jones gets the outlet pass to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg is double-teamed in forecourt, in trouble. The ball is knocked away. McKinley Scholl has it, and a jump ball is going to be called. Held ball possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart with the basketball.
The Irish should... got back in this game and tied it. Dacey Wood's been on the bench for a long time with those two fouls for Sacred Heart.
Tied at 12 apiece, a minute and a half, 90 seconds to play here in the first half at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Class D2 State Basketball Tournament, first round action. Not sure what the holdup is here right now.
I think the ball's wet.
Requesting a towel, the ball got wet over there. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you here at the Devaney Center, seated right smack dab in the middle of the St. Francis student section. You can hear them in our microphones, I'm sure.
I would imagine.
Here come the Irish with the ball. McKinley Scholl, she's double-teamed, gets it to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg moves to the basket, floaters in and out, got her own rebound, follow shot, whistle and a foul. Gentry Lechtenberg will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Lechtenberg is 71% free throw shooter. Wegner.
Foul, yeah. Whitney Wegner picks up her first team foul, number three of the quarter.
Lechtenberg, one out of two from the line tonight. This shot is up and off. She's now one for three from the free throw line. As we said, a 71% free throw shooter on the season. She has 7 points in the ball game so far tonight. Second free throw coming up for the 5'9 junior. It's up. This one is good. She now two out of four, has 8 points, and the Irish take the lead 13-12 with a minute 15 to play in the first half. Carly Kessler on the dribble, kicks to the right side to Kukar. Back to the top of the key to Kessler on the left side. Top of the key, long two. Kessler up and off, no good. Jones is there for the rebound. Outlet pass. Down court, they come with it to Avery Sando. Sando. Oh, she had McKinley Scholl there for a minute. Scholl from the corner for three. It's off, no good. Rebound, Jones had it. Tipped it out. A whistle and a foul. I believe it's going to be Sacred Heart's basketball on the baseline. They fouled Jones on the floor.
Allie Jones is up there to kill me.
Again, I didn't get the referee signal, John.
Yeah, either. I wondered if it's not Wegner again.
I'll let you watch for
this. Wegner. Wegner's second foul, team foul number four of the quarter.
Irish basketball into the corner. Lechtenberg, top of the key. Krause inside. McKinley Scholl had her shot blocked away on a little attempted pirouette move in the paint. The ball got slapped away and knocked away from her. Down court quickly come the Flyers. They trail by one, 13-12. In the corner, Priester, down to the top of the key, a long three is up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. Look at them bumping on, coming down the floor. I mean, they just beat him to death there and getting away with it. Lechtenberg finally gives the ball up to McKinley Scholl and kind of lifts away from the contact. Scholl with the ball, 18 seconds to go in the half. Irish up by one. Sacred Heart wants to make sure they get to the locker room with the lead. They'll play for the final shot. 11 seconds to go. Avery Sando, bounce pass right side. Handling it. Five. McKinley Scholl. Lechtenberg in the paint. Goes up with a floater. She got it! Lechtenberg got the shot to fall inside the paint. There's the buzzer and the end of the half. And the Irish very fortunate to be going to the locker room with a 3-point lead or halftime score. Sacred Heart 15, Humphrey St. Francis 12. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College after this 2-minute break on the MSC Sports Network.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Talk to the pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip a month to the pharmacy. Also offering flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust your Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both, custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131. 3131.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half, a nice ball game for the Flyers. They are led by Isabel Priester, the 6'1 junior. She had 4 points in the first half. Jada Krings had four. Three for Kelly Jarris and one for Whitney Wagner for their total of 12. They get outscored in the second quarter 9-3 by the Irish after holding a 9-6 lead after the first quarter. We had three lead changes, one tie. We were tied at 12. Sacred Heart led 3-2, then trailed all the way up until they got the lead on that last bucket there before halftime. Foul trouble for St. Francis. Whitney Wagner has two. Carly Kessler has two. Nobody else with more than one. I had them for six turnovers in the first half and two out of five at the free throw line. For the Irish in the first half, leading the scoring, Gentry Lechtenberg, 10 in the first half for the Irish junior. It's three for Avery Sandel. That was the first bucket of the ball game for the Irish, a three-pointer to give them the lead. Dorothy Krause has two, and nobody else has scored for the Irish. And ironically, Randy, I see that as a bit of good news. They haven't got Scholl on track yet. Avery Sandel with just one basket. D.C. Witt didn't play a set on the bench a lot in that first half with two fouls. Sacred Heart's two out of six at the free throw line in the first half. Two fouls on D.C. Witt. Nobody else with more than one. I've got Gentry Lechtenberg with 11 rebounds already and 5 for Hallie Jones for the Irish, and I had the Irish for 9 first-half turnovers in the game.
And, John, we haven't heard from Hallie Jones yet offensively either. She had a good offensive production in that district final, so she's very capable of showing up and dumping in 8 or 10 points on you.
And she can. It'll be tough in there for her with Priester at 6-1, and then they bring Whitney Wagner in there, a big 5-9 player. So it'll be tough inside there unless you're running down the lane, I would imagine. We'll see what happens here. But overall, a pretty good first half for the Irish.
Our halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with more of our halftime here at the Bob Devaney Center. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on the MSC Sports Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance?
Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25 tonight. Under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the St. Francis Flyers 15-12. I'm Randy Catula along with John Nixon, Seth Collison, and Aaron Wisdom, our producers, engineers, back at both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC Radio. John, you were taking a look at potential ball game for the boys tournament next week, what we think is going to happen. Tell us about it.
Well, according to my calculations, which, you know, they're not always right, Johnson Brock will come in, I believe, as the 2 seed in Class D. 81. And they would be playing then at 6 o'clock right here at Devaney Center next Thursday evening. 2-7 next Thursday evening at 6 o'clock here at Devaney. Auburn Bulldogs, looks like they're the 3 seed, and they would be playing, according to my thinking, Douglas County West at 3:15 next Thursday here at the Devaney Center, which is great for you and I. So we don't have to move anywhere, which is really nice. And for Auburn, if that's right, DC West, the team they beat earlier this year, well, you don't often get rematches in the state tournament.
That doesn't happen very often. You're right, John. And isn't it interesting that these two Nemaha County teams, all they did was roll off perfect seasons here, what, 25-26-0 for both of them, and yet they are not the number one seeds in the state tournament. That's interesting how that point system works, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I don't know. We look at the Missouri system, we look at the Kansas system, we look at the rescue, but they all have a flaw, but whatever it is, it's what works out. And wherever those two teams are seated, it really doesn't matter.
If our listeners are enjoying our coverage of state tournament basketball, say thanks to our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast, and that's Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company is also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt, Nebraska for these broadcasts.
What do you think? If they're not enjoying it, call Seth or what?
Yeah, there you go.
If you need a cell number, give me a call. So, yeah. Anyway, 15-12, the Irish have a 3-point advantage here. Both teams huddle up with their coaches getting final instructions here. The only thing. Somewhat surprised by the lack of fouls called. There could easily have been more. But as long as the officials don't change the way they're calling the game here in the second half, it's been very fair.
Well, I'll say this. The St. Francis Flyers and this full court pressure they've been applying, they have been initiating a lot of contact.
Yes.
That's the way I'll put it. Initiating a lot of contact that has gone unquestioned here by the people in the striped shirts. And that's made it very difficult for Sacred Heart to get the ball up the court. It'll be St. Francis's basketball. We move into the third quarter. Here's John Nixon.
Hey, granted the Flyers have it. They'll bring it in to Carly Kessler. 5'5" senior at the guard. Stacey Witt back in there for the Irish to start this second half, and a pass down the middle, stolen away by Avery Santo, a turnover number 7 by the Flyers. So the Irish, Witt ahead up the floor to the front court now. A double-double in the first half for Jasmine Lechtenberg for the Irish. 10 points, 11 rebounds unofficial. Taking the ball, Santo around the top of the key, working to the right side, now back to left, Lechtenberg. Out it goes to Witt, left side, she'll drive in, pulls up, 10-footer, buries it, her first bucket of the ball game. That's a big one for the Irish. They are up 5, that's the biggest lead of anybody in the ball game so far. To the front court, here comes Kennerly Kessler. Off the left side, a 3-pointer on the way up, way strong. Lechtenberg, it bounces off the floor, comes up, looks like it hit her in the face, she corralled it. Now brings it up the floor around a defender, working towards the middle, bounce pass down, intended for Schultz. That was a heck of a pass. Yeah, two Irish players tied up, two of them probably traveling. Witt, 2-pointer, got it again, both feet on the line. Back-to-back hoop for D.C. Witt, and the Irish are up 7, 19-12. Here come the Flyers up the floor now, moving it up. Kessler gets a screen, moves to the right side, baseline. Keeps on dribbling, pass to the top. Jarris for 3, short. Hit one of the Flyers, no, hit one of the Irish. It hit now. Okay, Lechtenberg, I know. She grabbed her forehead, now I know who it hit. It was a hitter.
Just like soccer.
It didn't go, thankfully didn't go in the net. Inbounding from the baseline, Jarris with it, looking into the middle. Nobody there. It's going to go to midcourt, picked up there by Kessler. Kessler hustles it up. Wouldn't matter if it went backcourt anyway. Nobody touched it. Here's a 3-ball from the top. Short, picked out of the air by Lechtenberg again. Up with the left-hand dribble. Double team, caught in the corner. Gets the ball away to Santo. Santo, top of the key. Thought about it. Didn't. Over to McKinley Schull, right side. In the middle, free throw line. Lechtenberg out left side. Witt's got the hot hand. And on the rim, won't go. Rebound. Schultz Joel brings it down. Up, no, but a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. The big girl had that rebound, and it bounced off her hand right to McKinley Shaw.
John, when the Irish bring the ball down the court, they have to stop bringing it to the corner. They keep getting themselves trapped. If they play toward the middle of the court, they're going to have a lot more success getting that ball up the court. Not sure who that one was on, John.
Number 30, Jada Kring, is her first. Free throw for Shaw won't go. She, too, has been an excellent free throw shooter for the Irish this year. Timeout call to the Flyers. They're down 7, 19-12. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Back here at the DeVaney Center. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. The lead to the Irish. McKinley Shaw at the line to shoot her second free throw. The senior scoreless so far in the ball game for Sacred Heart. What if they get her going, Randy? That's looking good. Free throw up. Bounces off. Won't go. Rebound to the Callie Jones. No. Rebound to Shoal. No. Rebound to Shoal. Had it knocked away. Wow. Here we go the other way. Coming back to Flyers with the basketball.
Lots of bunnies got away there.
Yes, they did. Up the floor with it. Front court. Jada Krings. Krings dribbles away from Santa. Sacred Heart manned up here. They play in zone. They're in a little zone. 1-3-1 zone. Inside Priester and a push foul on the Irish. I'm thinking it's Lechtenberg.
I think Jones, maybe.
No, it's Jennifer, for sure. Jennifer, sure he put 12 up there. That's her first.
Okay.
So that's good news for Sacred Heart. First foul on Lechtenberg. Into Priester, back out top, now to Kessler. Kessler looks, gives the ball inside. Harris blocked away by Lechtenberg. Comes down to the Flyers, they throw it across the zone, out of bounds, and it's going to be Flyer basketball.
5:17 to go here in the third quarter. Irish enjoying their biggest lead of the game, up by 7, 19-12.
This is one of those games, I don't know if anybody's really enjoying it out there playing or not. It's a rough and tumble, tough ball game. Out top with it, Jarris with it, dribbles down to a double team, out on the right side, 18-footer up, no, rebound, Hallie Jones, Lechtenberg comes away with it. I'll give Hallie that rebound, she corralled the first. Now Lechtenberg in the back, works to the middle of the floor, keeps on going down the lane, kicks out the right side pass, was tipped, intended for Santa, she got it. Now to Shull. Out top between the circles. Works right, now coming back to the left. Gets a screen, and she ran into a defender. Knocked her off bounds. And gets called for traveling. 10th Irish turnover of the ballgame. All right, once again, the Flyers have the ball. 4:45 and counting, third quarter. Flyers yet to score here in this third period. Up the floor they come. They look. Fire a long three. It's off the back rim. No. Rebound. Avery Santo. Santo coming out with it. Up the floor. Ball knocked loose. And I think off the Flyers. Referee's backpedaling, trying to get away from it. It caught him, about knocked him over. Irish ball at midcourt. Backcourt to Daisy Witt. Two big hoops to start this third quarter for the Irish. She comes up the floor to the left side to the middle now. Keeps on dribbling, looks, gets it to Shull. At the elbow, out top, Hallie Jones over to Sando. Could have taken the three, but didn't. Priester came out looking at her. And now out top, Shull again.
And you get the feeling the Irish a little bit hesitant to shoot the basketball.
A little bit. Priester with the steal, throws it ahead, up the floor. Rand now going to tackle by Avery Sando. They're not going to call a foul there. Yeah, they are.
Avery Sando's going to pick up her second personal team foul, number two of the quarter on the Irish.
Ball was loose. Everybody was chasing. They kind of tangled up, and Avery got the better of the deal, except she got the foul. All right, inbound to the baseline. Jarris looking at it. Looking out top. Shull swipes at it, knocks it loose. Did not go off of a Flyer like they were hoping for the Irish.
They were trying to get it into Nyla Kessler, and
McKinley Schultz would have none of that.
Now the ball goes to the back to Jarris. Coming off the right side with it. Kessler's got it now. Throw to the middle. Free throw lane. Jumper up, in and out. No good by Jarris. Tie up for the rebound. Hallie Jones ties up with a couple of flyers, and it goes to the Irish. Hallie Jones in there battling with Jayla Krings, and what Krings found out there, you do not take a basketball away from Hallie Jones.
She has grown in confidence as the season has gone.
She had that ball securely between the palms there. She would not let go.
Full court pressure by the Flyers. Lechtenberg dribbles up to the top of the free throw line, or excuse me, to the midcourt stripe. To Schultz, pass tip, and it gets through to Avery Sano, and now to Dacey Witt. Witt, left side, working right. Still going, working all the way to the sideline, now back to Lawson, got it back. Off to Sano on the right sideline, inside Lechtenberg, double team, over to Jones, layup is good on the left side for the freshman. And the Irish are now up 21-12.
What an assist there by Lechtenberg to find Jones waiting around under the basket.
Terrific pass. Here's the ball knocked loose by Schull, and she just can't hang on to it. Ball just feels like it was greased that time. She just couldn't get a hold of it, and finally steps it out of bounds.
That action right in front of our table, John, not 6 feet from us here.
You could have tipped it back in.
Yeah, I wanted to help.
3:05 to go in the third. The Irish had a turnover. They took their eye off the ball. Did Callie Jarris. Ball goes off her hand into the Flyer bench.
While Sacred Heart has had their share of turnovers themselves, they've sure been the benefactor of a number of them here by the Flyers.
That's eight of them I've got for the Flyer. Those turnover numbers aren't going to be exactly right, but they're in the neighborhood, I think. Throw to the front court. Witt waits. Now dribbles it against the Flyer defense. Priester back out of the ballgame. Skip it over to Schultz. Inside Lechtenberg. Bumped off her spot. Back out to Witt. AC Witt stands back near the midcourt circle. Right side to Sando. Back to Witt. Left side Schultz all alone for three. It's up. It's on the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Kessler. Boy, that was a good looking shot. Here it comes. And here comes the Flyer. Oh, and it goes off AC Witt. I was too...
Yeah, good there. Effort. Emma Clausen with a heck of an effort there.
We're trying to find a basketball down here somewhere. There. Where's it at?
We got it.
I'm trying to kick at it. I can't find it. Timeout. Called by somebody. The Irish are up 21-12. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
To play in the third quarter, and Humphrey St. Francis has not scored in this period. Our halftime score, the Irish were up 15-12, and they haven't put up a single point this period.
In the last 13 and a half minutes of playing time, they put up exactly three in the second quarter.
That says something for the Irish defense, doesn't it?
It does. Trying to hang her hat on that.
I'm still waiting for Hallie Jones, McKinley Schull to go off here. It's bound to happen. Eventually, they're going to start finding the basket. Hallie Jones has 2 points. McKinley Schull, the senior, the only senior on this roster from Sacred Heart, has not scored tonight. She averages 10.3 points per ball game on the season.
It's hard to get the ball inside, obviously. Dorothy Krause in the ball game right now in place of McKinley Schull for the Irish. Off the right side, Flyer ball, Kessler to the paint. Ball tipped around, Clausen recovers it. Out it goes, Krause blocked the pass or shot, taken away by Dacey Witt.
Nice defense there by the freshman, Dorothy Krause.
All right, up the floor, here comes Witt. Leaves it off the right side. Sando in the middle. Jones backing in. And, traveling the call.
Boy, a lot of contact there from Whitney Wegner all over Jones. And actually, Wegner caused the travel.
I was waiting on the foul to be called, not a traveling call there. We watch up top. We don't always watch the feet. Coming up toward the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA Fall City and 12:30 a.m. KTNC Fall City. Inside, pull it, pass, and a bucket for Callie Jarris. Eagles got five, and that will break the string. Now it's 21-14. The Irish with the lead. Up the floor, Lechtenberg dropped the ball, gets away to Witt. Casey Witt will hold it. Now goes over far side to Stano. Stano back on the left side to Kraus. Kraus, Witt for three, short, and the rim. Jones saved it in, throws it out. Kraus, it's loose on the floor. Oh, and it's kicked away by Casey Witt. Kraus made such a heroic effort down here to save the ball and roll it down the court. Looked like Witt was going to be able to pick it up. It went off her foot out of bounds. Back in for the Irish, McKinley Scholl in place of Hallie Jones. Luke Santa continue to rotate, get his starter just a little bit of rest when he can here. Flyers up the floor. Now give the ball to the high post to Wegener. Back it comes. Now to the hand of Kessler. Kessler directing traffic against the Irish man or zone player. Any man-to-man. Off the left side, a drive. Back out to the top. Kessler with it. Kessler underneath. Wegener back out to the top. Shot away short. No good. Rebound underneath to the Flyers. Wegener. And reaching in. Avery Santa out.
Yeah, Santos really hit the floor hard, but what a job she did defensively, reaching in and tying up Whitney Wegner, the much bigger girl of the two, tied her up for the held ball. Possession arrow favor St. Francis.
I don't think Avery wants to play tug of war with her very often.
Kukar back into the ballgame now. Alexis Kukar, 5'5 senior.
From the baseline, Callie Jarris to inbound, looking. Ava Hostrider back in there, a pass to the middle, and it's going to come down, taken away by Sando. And now it will be Scholl and Witt. 48 seconds to go in the third.
Pretty active defensive effort that trip down here for Sando.
Yes, it was. I think she might have hit her funny bone when she hit the deck down there, too. All right, Santa holds out near midcourt. Now to DC with the defense coming out on the Irish here. Off the right side to McKinley Scholl at the 30-second mark. They play catch with it out top. The Irish want one good shot here. They'll take it if it comes now, but they want to run some clock. Witt guarded out top. Now gets away to Santa. Flyers switch up into an aggressive man-to-man here with 14 on the clock. And the ball away to Casey Witt. Witt, left side, drives down through the corner. Inside Scholl on the line. 5 seconds. It goes into Lechtenberg. Held ball will stay with the Irish with 3.2 seconds to go in the quarter. Now, wait a minute. We got a foul?
We got a foul called on the Flyers.
Really? On Kukar, number three, her second. First foul of the quarter. All right. So Hallie Jones back in for Sacred Heart. Kraus out. Scholl will inbound everybody on a corner of the lane here for the Irish. What do we got now?
Now it says 7.2 seconds. A minute ago it was 3.2, and now it's 4.2.
Well,
I'm calling play-by-play on the clock operator.
I guess. Now it's 4.
Now it's 3.6. Oh, come on.
Well,
there should be 3.2. That's what I saw when I looked up when the foul was called. Somehow.
Oh, no. Now it's quarter's over now.
I'd hate to be that clock operator.
I know.
All eyes are on you.
15,000 people watching. Oh, well, maybe not quite that many. 4 seconds of what we've settled on. Scholl inbound from the baseline, looking into Lechtenberg in the paint. It's up. It's good. And the Irish get two more at the quarter break and lead by 9 after three quarters over the Flyers. We're back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
back in the advantage center. Fourth quarter ready to go. 23-14. Sacred Heart with the lead. The Irish trying to hold on here. Ranked number two, seeded number two. Randy Gatulis, I've got a long ways home. You do the fourth quarter, I'll just take off now. All right, it'll be St. Francis Flyers basketball. They'll inbound it to start this final stanza. Inbounding the pass, Nyla Kessler. Inbound the ball comes to Carly Kessler. She's picked up by Daisy Witt defensively. Irish in this man-to-man defense. Top of the key, long three up and off the rim. No good. Ball tipped away by Jones and then grabbed up by McKinley Scholl. Scholl, outlet pass down court to Gentry Lechtenberg across the timeline. Back it comes to Scholl. A 9-point lead for the Irish, 23-14 in a low-scoring contest. Scholl beat it underneath to Jones. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Hallie Jones at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Well, Priester got the block, but she also gets her second foul of the ball game. First one of the fourth quarter.
Irish got to start making free throws. They're only 2 of 8 tonight from the line. Hallie Jones has 2 points. First attempt from the charity stripe. The shot is up and good. Sacred Heart can start hitting these free throws. That's the biggest lead of the ball game, a 10-point lead, John. Make a note of that. 24-14 here, 7:33, opening minute of the final period. Second free throw for Jones is up and good also. She got them both, 25-14. The Irish now with an 11-point lead.
Oh, wait a minute. They call a lane violation. They didn't give them that point.
They took it away?
Yep.
I didn't see that.
I didn't
right.
either, but I don't see the point on the board.
All right, 24-14. The lead is 10. 7.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Here come the Flyers. To the left side is Carly Kessler. She pulls up, doesn't want to take the shot. Gives it inside the paint. Underneath, it goes off of Priester. Oh, no.
Good quick hands. Lechtenberg got a hand on it.
Lechtenberg touched it last, so it'll stay with the Flyers. Jarrow's to inbound it on the baseline, left side of her own basket. Running out of time, now lobs it inside the paint. Kessler shot up and good. Carly Kessler with her first 2 points of the ballgame. Full court pressure being applied now by the Flyers. Oh, they get it into Lechtenberg, and she's fouled immediately by Carly Kessler.
Kessler will pick up her third foul, second foul of the quarter on the Flyers.
McKinley Scholl will inbound it. She'll stand right in front of our broadcast table. In backboard on the side, Scholl inbounds it to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg on the run. Priester comes to cut her off from the bucket. Up to the top of the key, it comes to D.C. Witt. Coach Luke Sando, his 18th season at Sacred Heart, 17 years at the state tournament. Up directing traffic over there on the far side, McKinley Scholl with the ball. At the top of the circle, reverses, comes back to her left with the left-handed dribble. Hands it up again to Lechtenberg, or rather to Witt, holding the ball. Witt to the right side of the lane, around the free throw circle. On the right elbow, gives there to Avery Sando. Irish running some clock here. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Sando gives to McKinley Scholl. Scholl around the top of the key. They come out to put pressure on her. Kelly Jarrow chasing after Scholl. Now Avery Sando. Lots of contact there, John. Sando with Kelly Jarrow. Now Witt holds the basketball.
Luke Sando says, pull it up, Randy.
Right elbow. They're just willing to set on a 8-point lead here, 24-16. Now Witt with the basketball. Dribbles between the circles, top of the key. Up to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg's been moving into paint. Flips it back out to Witt. For the most part, right now, St. Francis is just letting the Irish run this clock. Oh, a nice bounce pass. Feed to Jones. Shot is up and good. Ellie Jones with the bucket. Give McKinley Scholl credit for the assist. What a beautiful pass. Threaded the needle down the lane and put it in Jones' hands. Ball nearly stolen away by McKinley Scholl. Almost got the steal from Kessler. Gives it up to Carly Kessler with the ball. Daisy Witt guards her. There's a long three from the right side. Up and good. Hitting the three at Nyla Kessler. Kessler nails the three, and that cuts the lead back to 7. Timeout taken on the floor, 5:27 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Network.
At Nehemiah County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses.
It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Why do I bring you? Welcome back once again here to the Devaney Center in Lincoln. 5:27 to go, fourth quarter. 26-19 your score. The Irish led it by 10 there momentarily. They were up 26-16. But then that three from here in the corner by Carly Kessler.
Sometimes Ranger C team is doing a little delay like the Irish did last time. It kind of takes momentum away from them, too.
Let's see what happens. Down court on the dribble comes McKinley Scholl. Scholl works to the right side, spin move, pirouette in the free throw circle. Bounce pass, gives it up top to Gentry Lechtenberg. Picks up her dribble, comes out to the corner to D.C. Witt. Witt guarded closely by Jada Kriggs. Witt now dribbles to the right side, gives it up to Scholl. Scholl has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball, pretty clearly tipped away by Jada Kriggs. We're down to the five-minute mark, John. 5:02 to go in regulation here. 26-19, low-scoring contest. Inbound the pass. Comes in to forecourt on the dribble. D.C. Witt. Witt picked up by Carly Kessler defensively. Now Priester's way out at the top of the key on Witt. They go to McKinley Scholl in the corner. Scholl has the ball tipped away. Ooh, they're going to say it stays with the Irish.
Double team right there on that sideline. That defense will cause a lot of problems the way they play it.
McKinley Scholl will inbound it down in the corner on the left side in forecourt. Gets it inside to Lechtenberg. She's double-teamed on the left baseline. Lechtenberg goes to the basket, across court, bounce pass. Out to the right wing now. It comes to D.C. Witt. Witt spins away from the defender, dribbles to the top of the key, left side of the lane. Gives to McKinley Scholl. She's double-teamed, has to escape. Almost a takedown move there as they had her wrapped up around the neck. Now Lechtenberg penetrates toward the bucket, back up top to Witt. Irish on a 7-point lead here, down to 4:20 to go in the ballgame. Witt, boy, they're really beating the Irish up here, and no whistles. A lot of contact. There we go again. And finally traveling. How about that?
It was 5 seconds of travel. You got to have your pick there. Turnover number 15 for the Irish.
A lot of hand checking going on. A lot of contact on the by the defense here for St. Francis. All right, the lead is down to 7. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Irish led by as much as 10. Into fourth court is Carly Kessler. Left side of the lane. Carly Kessler gives up to Nyla Kessler. Nyla Kessler driving, laying up, off no good. Rebound, Ellie Jones. Jones, outlet pass to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg across the backcourt, now gets it across the timeline. She's double-teamed, almost had the ball taken away, dribbles out of it. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by Sacred Heart with 3:46 to play in the ballgame. 26-19, the Irish up by 7. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
We welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon, Seth Collinson, Aaron Wisdom, our producers and engineers, back at the Sunny and KTNC studios for this evening's broadcast. Say thanks to Bruni Implement Company, our presenting sponsor. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
Randy, Coach Luke Santos saw his team was in trouble. He jumped up and called that full timeout for the Irish, just their second timeout, I believe, out of the ballgame. The Flyers have scored 5 points here in the fourth quarter so far. That's the many they scored in the second and third quarters combined.
All right, Irish will have the basketball with a 7-point lead, 3:46 to go. Inbound the pass to D.C. Witt. There again, so much contact and no whistle. Carly Kessler just beaten up on Witt. They tip the ball into backcourt.
Witt clear back at the free throw line in backcourt. Gets it up to Lechtenberg. Contact again. Lechtenberg dribbles away from the defender. A reach in and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with the Irish. John, are you seeing all this contact? My goodness.
Yeah, they're consistent. The same way they let them play the first half.
Yeah, so it's consistent, but it's very physical basketball here at the state tournament. And that's, at this point, kind of benefiting St. Francis because of their style of defense.
What I'm worried about is the Irish bending off with a forearm on a dribble.
Yeah, Lechtenberg lost her dribble to the top of the key, back out to Witt. Clock is down to 3:15 to go in the ballgame. Lechtenberg in the corner, deep on the baseline, left side of the basket. Bounce pass comes up to Sando. Sando's going to get tied up. No, wait a minute.
Yep,
jump ball. This time the possession arrow goes over to St. Francis. So the Flyers get another possession here, down by 7. Clock is down to 3:08 to go. Flyers will inbound it. Sacred Heart drops back on defense. Clear back here. Let's him bring the ball down freely. Carly Kessler to the left side to Krings. Inside. Racer. Ball stolen away. Lechtenberg. Off he comes back to the near side to Scholl. Again finds Lechtenberg. Across the timeline. Lechtenberg. Bounce pass to the right elbow to D.C. Witt. Witt left-handed dribble. All the way across the top of the key. Comes to the left side. Hands to McKinley Scholl. 2:45 to go in the ballgame. Avery Sando with the basketball. Pressuring. Man-to-man defense. They come up and make contact on Sando. Whistle and a foul. Probably going to go on Nyla Kessler, I think. No?
Three.
Jada Krings, perhaps.
Yeah. Score in the ball game.
Jada Krings picks up the personal, her second. That's team foul number 3 on Humphrey St. Francis. Irish will have the basketball.
We might see another foul pretty quick here.
2:39 to play in the ballgame. Sacred Heart up by 7. 26-19. Inbound the pass. Into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg being chased down over here by Jarris. Now across it goes to Witt. Witt doing a good job of handling the ball. Defenders all over. Avery Sando, did you see Sando just take one across the face there?
I saw Lechtenberg just knock a flyer down.
Yeah, it goes both ways, I guess. Lechtenberg on the dribble, takes it in, tried to feed underneath the Jones. The ball is loose. Sando had it, picked up by Jones. They go sliding out of bounds. I think a timeout was taken to preserve the possession. Great job there by Coach Luke Sando. Timeout of the fourth, 2:12 to go in the ballgame. Irish up by 7, 26-19. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City will be moving soon to 540 G Street. They are proudly offering the same services, including MedSync and vaccination. Don't worry, Health First Pharmacy still has you covered during this transition to their new location. And they are super excited to launch a new free children's vitamin program at their new location's grand opening. Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Keep pharmacy local.
Coach Luke Sando coaching his 501st game tonight. In 18 seasons, he's been to the state tournament 17 times. His record, John, 338-62 in 18 seasons. That's not
about
too shabby.
About 438.
I'm sorry.
Give me those other 100.
Yeah, 438-62. Thanks for the correction. Irish basketball. Went with the ball to the left side. Gives it up top. Across court pass. McKinley Scholl just holds the ball for a minute. Clock continues to run. D.C. Witt has it. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. They come up and bump Witt.
That's going to be a foul on Jada Krings, her third team foul, number 4. So it's about time for the Irish to start marching to the free throw line.
One more and the Irish will be shooting free throws. All right, we have less than 2 minutes to go in this first round state tournament game. 1:58 on the clock. Irish up by 7, 26-19. Lechtenberg gives it up top to Witt. Witt stands in the mid-court circle to the right side to Avery Sando. Back it comes to Witt. They'll play catch with it out here all day. All pressure near the line where Sando did a good job into the corner. Lechtenberg all the way across McKinley Scholl. Top of the key, Sando. Sando off to Witt. A minute 39 to go, John.
They're almost daring the Irish to attack the middle.
Yeah, they are. Waiting for the fouls to come here pretty soon. How long are they going to let them run the clock before they foul?
90 seconds.
Sando, across court, skip pass, goes to Witt. McKinley Scholl back to Sando. Boy, the Irish are being masterful about running clock here, John. Across court again to Witt. And now the whistle and the foul is going to be called on Nyla Kessler.
Dacey Witt will go to the line to shoot a pair. That'll be the 15 foul. Dacey Witt, a 59% free throw shooter on the season, will be at the line shooting two. She's not been to the line yet tonight. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals. Clock is down to a minute 17 to go. The Irish with a three-possession lead, 26-19. Dacey Witt, first free throw is short off the front of the rim. She'll have another attempt coming here. Again, it's a three-possession lead right now, up by seven. Leaving the ballgame now is Helly Jones, in to replace her, Dorothy Krause, a 5'6 freshman. You know, Dorothy has given the Irish some really good minutes in this season. Witt's second free throw is up, and it's good. She got that one down. Dacey Witt with 5 points now. The lead is back to eight now, 27-19, with a minute 14 to play in the ballgame. Carly Kessler with the ball. Kessler hands it up to the left side to Nyla Kessler. Inside Priester, ball taken away by Sando. And a whistle. I think we're going to have a foul called here.
That last free throw is the first point we've had scored in over 4 minutes. Priester called for the foul.
And at the free throw line is going to be Avery Sando. Sando, 51% from the line. Here, shooting two shots with a minute five left to go. What if she can knock down a couple here, John? Avery Sando, free throw is on the way. It's up, no. Hits the back of the iron off, no good. Avery Sando has 3 points. She got the first 3 points of the ballgame for the Irish tonight on a tray. Has not scored since.
Priester out of the game, Whitney Wagoner back in.
Avery Sando with a second attempt coming here for the sophomore. The free throw is up, and it is off. No good. But the rebound of the Irish. Scholl comes away with a rebound.
Oh, traveling.
Oh, my goodness. She came down with the ball. They called her for traveling. Big possession there. You're down to 1:03 to go. Sacred Heart, I hope, picks him up here defensively. Makes him come down the court. They're going to drop back in their defense. Into forecourt quickly with the ball. Carly Kessler. Bounce pass to the left side, Nyla Kessler. Nyla picks up a dribble to Carly. Carly to the right side. Looking inside, can't get it. Here's a long three on the way off. No good. Rebound, follow shot, blocked away.
Oh, my.
Blocked by Daisy Witt, and Witt can't believe it. She had all basketball, folks. I had the angle on that one. That was as clean a block as you're going to see all afternoon.
Good-looking blocker. That's Daisy's third foul. First foul of the quarter on the Irish.
Whitney Wagner at the free throw line. She's made one out of two from the line tonight. Has a single point of the ball game. Here, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Wagner got the first one. She's now two out of three. Holly Jones back into the lineup, replacing Dorothy Krause now. We're down to 46 seconds to go. It's a seven-point Irish lead, 27-20. Whitney Wagner will try and chip away at that lead with a second free throw here. Wagner's second shot is up, and it is good. She got them both. The lead is down to six now, 27-21. Irish will inbound it against full court pressure.
Time out.
We're going to have another timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
Back here at the Devaney Center, the scoreboard shows 46.4 seconds to play. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading the St. Francis Flyers 27-21. John, we're probably going to see some free throws from the Irish. Not real good news in that area today.
4 of 13 so far in the ballgame.
Irish have been less than stellar at the charity stripe. 4 of 13, you said?
But they've made as many here in the fourth quarter as they made the first three, so they're getting better.
All right, we'll give them that. That's
yes,
for sure. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. They will inbound it underneath the St. Francis basket with a six-point lead, 27-21, and 46 seconds left to play here in regulation. Inbounding the ball, McKinley Scholl. She'll stand on the baseline, left side of the basket, under the St. Francis basket. Scholl can run the baseline. She gets it in to Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Right back it comes to Scholl. Down court, across the timeline, underneath the basket. Jones was all alone. Jones had the ball taken away. It's loose on the floor. She was all alone under the basket. Now a whistle, and oh, the worst thing in the world you could have
stop the clock, and a foul called on the Irish, John.
No free throws, though. That's only the second foul this quarter against Sacred Heart.
That foul's going to be on Sando. That's her third personal team foul. Number two, you said, John?
Daisy Witt got thumped to the floor over there on that far side.
All right, clocking down to 34 seconds. The lead is 6. St. Francis trailing by 6 with 34 seconds. Into forecourt with the dribble. This is Carly Kessler. They're going to have to shoot the ball and shoot quickly. Kessler, long 2. Short. Rebound. Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg gets it out to Scholl. They'll foul Scholl immediately. We'll walk to the other end. And the senior, McKinley Scholl, is going to get yet another opportunity to get in the scorebook here tonight.
Those are the two you want to have the ball in their hands, Scholl and Lechtenberg, as far as free throws.
McKinley Scholl, the best free throw shooter percentage-wise on this team. Hitting 73% on the season. Here's shooting 2. If she makes either one, she can make it a 3-possession game. Free throw was up, and it is short. Hits the front of the rim and comes off of there. McKinley Scholl. Despite not scoring tonight, the seniors played a whale of a ball game here for the Irish. Second shot is up. She got it. That was a big one for McKinley Scholl, the senior. It's now a 3-possession game. 28-21, a 7-point lead. 18 seconds to play. St. Francis down court. They lob it in. The ball stolen away by McKinley Scholl. The aforementioned senior just came up with another steal and got fouled again. And like I said, John, only 1 point tonight, but what a job McKinley Scholl has done in this state tournament first round ballgame.
Yes, Callie Jarris with the foul, her first. Scholl back to the free throw line now for Sacred Heart.
Things looking pretty good for the Irish. Only 10.8 seconds to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. Free throw is up and good. She got that one. We'll have a postgame wrap up for you. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual scores. Let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. The Irish are up by 9. 10 seconds to play. Looks like Sacred Heart's going to advance to Friday's semifinals. The lob pass to the top of the key. Jarris. Here's a 2 from the left wing. Off, no good. Battle for the rebound. The buzzer. The ball game. The Irish win it. Your final score. Sacred Heart 30. Humphrey St. Francis 21. And the Sacred Heart Irish will advance to the semifinals on Friday. They will play at 7:45 here at Devaney, and they'll face either Wynot or Plainview in that ballgame. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with the postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That's coming up after this 2-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center. The Irish win it by a final score of 30-21. Our postgame show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by, see Jake or Tasha, Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Your future
Let them protect it. Now with a look at the final number, here's Randy.
All right, for the St. Francis Flyers individually, not a lot of big-time scoring here. Everybody in single digits. Believe it or not, Kelly Jaros led the way with 5 points for Humphrey St. Francis. 4 points each for Isabel Priester and Jada Krings. Chipping in three was Nyla Kessler and Whitney Wagner, and with 2 points, Carly Kessler, for their total of 21. From the free throw line, the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers hit 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe. John, I'll let you figure up Sacred Heart free throws for me. I don't have them at it. Number four, the Irish leading the scoring, Gentry Lechtenberg. She finished with 12 points. She had 10 of those in the first half. Ellie Jones added 5. D.C. Witt with 5 points. 3 points tonight for McKinley Scholl. Avery Sando also had 3. Dorothy Krause came off the bench and chipped in 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 30. Free throws, John?
7 of 17, 5 and 9, though, in the fourth quarter. And I think they might have made the last 5 they shot.
Yeah, well, when they needed them right down the line, that's when they were able to get them. The score by quarters, Sacred Heart trailed by 3, 9-6 after one quarter. The Irish were up at halftime, 15-12. They held a 9-point third quarter lead, 23-14, and then went on to the 30-21 win over Humphrey St. Francis. With the win, the Irish improved their season record to 21 wins against 4 losses. Humphrey St. Francis, they finished the season at 15-10 on the year. John, 30-21, the Irish advanced to the semifinals. The game coming up between Why Not and Plainview. That will be the opponent for the Irish. That's a 7:45 tip-off Friday night, March 1st, here at the Devaney Center. We'll take the air around 7:30, about 15 minutes prior to that tip-off with the pregame show. And we'll have that game both here on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. So looking forward to that one, John.
It will be a fun night. Semifinals always are here at the Devaney Center, so the Irish get at least 2 more games to play here during the season, so congratulations. Both teams played excellent defense. The Flyers are more aggressive, tough type defense, but hey, the Irish got it done. I wasn't crazy about that. It's not a stall game the Irish go. They run to that weave. A lot of times you see that. It kind of happens to the Irish. You take your momentum, because they've been scoring a little bit, kind of lose your momentum when you do that. Don't put many points on the board. You kind of get nervous then.
Yeah, and you mentioned Coach Luke Sano said 30 points might win this one. Well, it did, 30-21. That just shows he's a master at that. The young man, he studies these teams. He knew what to expect from St. Francis, and he knew what it was going to take to beat him, and that's what they did here.
Yeah, lost the defense, and as we said, Gentry Lechtenberg, not only did she have 12 points without scoring in the fourth quarter, but I had her tonight ready for 14 rebounds. She had a double-double in the first half.
John, before we wrap this up, I want to talk a little bit about Luke Sando. Sometimes I don't think he gets all the credit
that he does.
This was his 501st game coached in 18 seasons. His record now stands at 439-62. Think of this, John. He's only lost 62 ball games in 18 years, and he's won 439 of them. The young man, and you know, another thing we don't mention is Adam Sando has been right there on the bench with him for every single one of those ball games. From day one, his brother Adam was there as an assistant.
Well, now, sometimes he cheats and goes scouting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But now, that's state tournament, Randy. Coach Sando, and Sando, 32 wins and 11 losses. That's a winning percentage of 74%, basically, at state. That's really impressive.
You have the numbers for championships and so forth?
Yeah, 5 state championships, 2nd 3 times, 5 times 3rd place. They've never lost a 3rd place game. And 17 state tournament appearances in 18 seasons as a head coach.
And I believe 7 of their losses in the state tournament were to eventual state champions,
right,
if my memory serves me correctly.
Right.
So quite an impressive record that coaches Luke and Adam Sando have put together at Sacred Heart. And it continues this coming Friday night at 7:45. We certainly hope everybody will be around and join us for that broadcast. John, your final thoughts?
The Irish will win it. It's a testament to what their program. I mean, they're not the same team they've been the last few years. They've got so few returning players this year, young players. They're counting on a couple of girls to really lead them in scoring. But now, as the season goes, you're seeing a little bit more and a little bit more from all the other players, and that's what you want.
And, John, all they do is find a way to win.
Yep.
That's what they did tonight. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of state tournament basketball. For John Nixon here at the Devaney Center, Seth Collinson back at Sunny 101.3, and Aaron Wisdom at KTNC. I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight here at the Devaney Center, the Sacred Heart Irish 30, the St. Francis Flyers 21. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying state tournament basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Lows level off around 34 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.